why they've committed trillions of dollars. They know this is
okay,
the economy.
Mr. Secretary,
this is the place to go.
Mr. Secretary, the campaign's over. You won. So I'm asking what the plan is for businesses to do what you're doing, because what I hear you laying out there is a plan to reindustrialize the United States and to bring companies back to America. But for a CEO to make those decisions, you know this, they need certainty. They need to know if it costs them more to stay overseas or if it costs them more to move here. So can you give them clarity?
The tariffs are coming. He announced it and he wasn't kidding. The tariffs are coming. Of course they are.
Okay.
That's CBS News host and bitter scold Margaret Brennan fuming over the Trump tariffs and showing Secretary Howard Lutnick just how professional and unbiased liberal women in the media can truly be. Welcome to NERC News, I'm Nurkish, and it looks like that since none of the things Democrats and establishment media used to fearmonger about President Trump being elected have actually happened, liberals have now resorted to hyperventilating and acting surprised by his administration doing things he repeatedly said he would do and ran on from day one. First, it was the mass deportations, and now it's using tariffs. Here's Margaret Brennan once again conducting an interview like she's recovering from a nervous breakdown.
Did you expect this level of shock in the financial markets?
Well, you've got to realize this is a national security issue. I mean, we don't make medicine in this country anymore. We don't make ships. We don't have enough steel and aluminum to fight a battle. Right. All our semiconductors are made overseas. So every button we press when we try to start our car or even use our microwave, it is going to be a big change. Of course, it's going to be a big change. But the rest of the world has been ripping us off for all these many years. Donald Trump has seen it. He's spoken about it.
I understand.
And he's just
that.
Not going to take it anymore. And that's his model.
And that was abundantly clear during the presidential campaign how much the president truly believes in tariffs and putting him at the center of his economic policy. But you saw absolute panic in the global markets.
The idea that all the countries of the world can run trade surpluses with America and buy our things with us. Remember, $1.2 trillion. In 1980, we were a net investor, meaning we owned more of the rest of the world than they owned of us.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Now,
it's a different market.
And now they own $18 trillion of us net. So that means the rest of the world, every year when we run a $1.2 trillion deficit, the rest of the world buys $1.2 trillion of America, and it goes up and up and up. And eventually, we're not going to own America, and we are going to be owned by the rest of the world. Imagine if we had a war and we can't build a ship, we can't fly a plane, we can't build our own planes, we don't have our own semiconductors. This is what the president is here to fix for America.
You know, it's been said before, but President Trump really does seem to have some of the dumbest and worst opponents imaginable. I mean, they constantly accuse him of being stupid, arrogant, and self-obsessed, but their biggest weakness is their stupidity and ego. I mean, it's been years and they simply still can't process that someone who doesn't play by the rules of coastal liberal elites could possibly know more than them about something or have a justifiable reason for his actions. Here's Brennan smugly talking down to Lutnick, only to end up putting her foot in her mouth moments later.
If they went to 0-0, they would go to 200 billion with us. We need to stop the ripoff, and 0-0 is the way
to
make
but we don't have 0-0, sir. We don't have 0-0, actually, because when we saw the president stand in the Rose Garden holding up that chart that you helped make, that wasn't actually tariffs. That was actually confusing to investors because it was some kind of other formula, and the countries themselves seemed kind of random. Like, why are the Heard and McDonald Islands, which don't export to the United States and are quite literally inhabited by penguins, why do they face a 10% tariffs? Did you use AI to generate this?
No. The idea is
why are they on the list?
Left off. Because the idea, what happens is if you leave anything off the list, the countries that try to basically arbitrage America go through those countries to us. Any country, like we had tariffs, the president put tariffs on China, right, in 2018. And then what China started doing is they started going through other countries to America.
Right.
They just built through other countries through America. And so the president knows that. He's tired of it. And he's going to fix that. So basically, he said, look, I can't let any part of the world be a place where China or other countries can ship through them.
Through
so he ended those loopholes, these ridiculous loopholes. And now what he's trying to say is, I'm going to fix the trade deficit of the United States of America. It's a national security issue. We need to make medicine. We need to make semiconductors. Yes. We need to make ships. We need to have steel and aluminum. Come on. We need the greatness of America to actually be built in America. And he's tired of getting ripped off by the rest of the world.
Okay, but just...
It's truly insane how the majority of liberal women in establishment media behave like they're correspondents on The Daily Show or something, and think that that somehow passes for unbiased and professional journalism. I mean, these are the same people who have no issue routinely mocking Fox News, as if by contrast their coverage is more honest and objective. Yet Brennan conveniently didn't mention anything about Japanese CEOs boosting US investment, manufacturing orders going up, or Vietnam reportedly slashing tariffs on American goods. Instead, she decided to spend the vast majority of her time acting frustrated and condescending to a person representing an administration that a majority the country voted for, as if her opinions are the only ones that matter and are representative of the country. But let me know what you think. How do you feel about the tariffs so far? Is the media response overblown or appropriate? Let me know in the comments, and if you enjoyed this video, please give it a like and subscribe to the channel. That stuff really does help us out. Until then, this has been Nerk News. Thanks for watching. Bye.